first of all, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations.
I'm honored. I love Dallas. This is a great place. Yeah.
And this is your first stop on the promotional tour.
Yes, it is. You're my first stop.
Oh, God. Okay, now I'm all glowing and... okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you once again. And I know that from reading and doing a little research, it sounds like the concept for Dirty Computer came up before the last album?
Before the last two albums. Yeah, before my debut full-length album, The Arc Android. I had the concept, the title, everything. And I think what happened was I released independently an EP called Metropolis, and it dealt with, or the protagonist in this particular series of concept pieces was an android that was set in 2719 by the name of Cindy Mayweather. And so I felt, you know, an obligation as a writer and as a storyteller, and you know, this is a story that's still very near and dear to my heart, to continue out her story. And I did that with the Archandroid and the Electric Lady, and then I was just like, you know, it's time for Dirty Computer to come out. As a human, as an artist, there was so much on my heart and in my mind that I felt like those of us, in particular me, who kind of live in the future, need to come back to the present when, you know, when they feel like they have something to contribute. And I just felt like I needed to contribute to right now. And Dirty Computer is here. It's right now. Yeah.
It's. Do you feel like perhaps current events also helped shape?
Absolutely. Yeah. By saying, you know, using the words right now, I think that we're in a space of division. Not everywhere, but, you know, when we have those in the position of power, abusing power. And for me personally, because this is such a personal experience, you know, when I take off my makeup, when I take off my performance clothes, when I go home, you know, I'm still, you know, an American, a young black woman in America. So, and I grew up to working class parents. You know, my mom was a janitor, my father was a sanitation worker, my stepfather, who's just like my dad, worked at the post office. And so the people that I love and the people I care about, including myself, there are more times than none that I feel not seen, not heard, and kind of pushed to the margins of society because, you know, we you know, don't represent that majority, that 1% that's in the position of power right now.
Right. This feels like something for the other. You know, you're,
I would say,
embracing
that.
The other and the other voices that don't often.
Absolutely.
Get heard.
Yeah, I've always felt a deep, deep responsibility to, you know, speaking up for myself, and hopefully those who feel, you know, marginalized can have, you know, music and have music that can inspire them and uplift them. And so this is a very celebratory album for those who are oftentimes marginalized. I think that, you know, music is a very much so a uniting force. And I just hope that, like, when people are listening to it, that they feel the love that's at the center of this album. And that's really it. You know, it goes through a lot of different emotions. But in the end, I think with any revolution, with any, you know, whenever I think about unity, love has to be at the forefront. I mean, we have to, in my opinion, not listen to respond, but listen to understand.
It seems like that happens a lot, where people only listen to come up with their own answer instead of processing it.
Right.
And thinking, okay, this is, now I see both sides. And
yeah.
This one I've noticed with the three songs, or now four songs.
Yeah.
That have been released. I just, make me feel is this, it's just, I think I saw you say somewhere else where it was just, it's a celebration of, I mean, just sensuality, of personhood, of womanhood, yeah, of humanity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a celebratory song, and it's a song, you know, that encourages freedom, a song that encourages you not to be anything other than yourself. I mean, with this song, you can let your freak flag fly. You know, that's what I've always wanted to create, a song that didn't need a lot of explaining. You know, it just made you feel a certain way, and you just reacted to how you felt without feeling judged or whatever. And that's what I think dancing does for me, especially when I'm with friends or I'm feeling nice and I may have a little drink or whatever. But even sober-minded, I think there's just something important about us dancing as though no one's watching, and you know, tapping into that fearless side, you know, choosing your freedom over fear in most cases.
Yeah, it's definitely a big choice to make. I can either be afraid or I can do this and be fulfilled.
We can all do it. I mean, life is too damn short, you know. I know that's such a cliche thing to say, but the more I think about it, I think for me it's important to take risks, to be as vulnerable and honest as you can through your work and through your art. I think that through us, like, allowing ourselves to look silly or even make mistakes in front of people, I think it just allows empathy to come and shine through, and hopefully through empathy comes understanding and all those great things. But I think at the core of it, this is definitely one of my most unhinged songs and albums.